excitement here at 106.7 FM KROQ. We're back on the air, and if you're just tuning your radio in at home, it's happening tonight at the Palomino Club. Lewis, can you hear me?
Yes.
Guy, you would not believe.
Yeah, I know.
I know, it's incredible.
I've been hearing you off the air, too.
Doing the contest?
Yeah. nice condom blow up.
Thanks, Guy. We're at an all-ages club. Hey, Lewis, this is without a doubt the biggest crowd we have ever had for a local music showcase. It's not even 10 o'clock. We haven't even got the first band on yet. Mary's Danish is tuning up. Let's see if we can hear him tune a little bit. We are mere moments away here at the Palomino Club, 6907 Lancashire, just Lancashire exit off the 134 freeway in North Hollywood. They are going to be playing live on K-Rock after this.
Great.
Four words, first word.
Two syllables.
Tie.
Tig.
Tig.
Two. Tiger.
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 Ina.
Una.
Una.
Ina.
Ina.
Ina. Tiger. Ina. Okay, fourth word.
Rhymes with
gar. 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 Gar.
Two syllables. Garbo. Garbo.
Garden.
Garden.
Tiger in the garden. Tiger in the grove.
I don't understand what
you said. What did
we just say?
What is that?
Tiger in the garden.
There's a tiger in the garden.
There's a tiger in the grove.
There's a tiger in the garden.
Garden Grove Mazda.
There's a tiger in the grove.
Harbor Boulevard, south of 22.
There's a tiger in the garden.
Garden Grove Mazda.
Just 6907 Lancashire, North Hollywood. Get on down here. It's packed already. How many... Hey, do we have any K-Rock listeners here tonight? All right, well, for you folks at home, this is something that took us months to be able to do, giving a local band a chance to play live on K-Rock. Give them a chance to get a record contract, and give them a chance to show the record companies that local bands can do it just as well as the record companies' acts.
Mr. Foreman, tonight we have a band that a year ago wasn't even together. The two young ladies here were up in Berkeley dreaming of being in Los Angeles playing music for this kind of an audience and dreaming of having their music on K-Rock. And look, a year later, here they are.
And they have a hit song that has been playing on K-Rock quite a bit. They got a lot of hit songs, but this one in particular, I'm sure you'll recognize the tune. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for Mary's Danish!
Yeah!
Hit it, Matt!
For you, why don't give it a try?
WQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, rock of the 80s and 90s.
Thanks very much.
On KROQ, that's the Wooden Tops, and Don't Stop This Car. And I'll tell you what, Lewis, I have not left yet, guy.
Amazing
I'm
guy.
I'm still at the Palomino, 6907 Lancashire in North Hollywood. And right now, it's my pleasure to say hello to an old friend of K-Rock's from the English Beat General Public and now a solo act, Mr. Dave Wakeling.
Hi, hello.
God, incredible. You came down to the K-Rock Local Music Showcase tonight.
I like this place, Palomino. I've been here a few times.
All right.
I've even had people buy me beers and say, oh, I really like your lyrics. You know, here's a beer. So I hang around here hoping they'll recognize me.
What do you think about these local bands getting a shot here?
It's brilliant, isn't it? Because I think it's very hard for groups in Los Angeles to get signed because all the record companies presume that everybody's seen them already. So it seems to be to be an LA band and get a record deal, you've got to be twice as good as a band from Georgia, for example.
Right, and there may be a lot of bands out there that may be as good as some bands that are on record labels, too.
Well, usually they're better, aren't they?
So, did you hear about the gig here through K-Rock? Or
I listen in the mornings, you know, just in case I get to hear any general public ones or beat ones. I think, oh, there's another 3 cents, thanks very much.
Right through BMI or whatever.
That's the idea. Right. 4 years later, you get a couple of bucks, you know.
And what are you doing in town? I mean, you're from Europe, but you've been actually in town for quite a while.
That's right. Well, I'm making an LP, but I'm not going to start recording it now until July, because that's when the producer's going to be ready. Mark Goldenberg, ex of the Cretones. You ever remember that group? Marvelous group out of Chicago a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just been hanging around, and I've decided that, well, I'm relocating, really.
And so you're going to live out here?
Yep, I've got a driving license. I wrote, I mean, the Wooden Top song's really nice, because if you ever see a rented white Toyota Corolla on the freeway, get out the way. I've got my license, but I'm still learning.
Everybody's relocating. Billy Idol lives here now, too.
Is he?
In fact, Lewis, we just saw him at Jerry's Deli the other night, right?
Yeah, looking suave as ever.
Yeah, he was in rare form. Well, Dave, I mean, it's great to see you.
Does he still sneer when he eats? I mean, you make him spill stuff.
Did you see him eat, Lou?
Yeah, he does sneer, as a matter of fact.
You ought to watch the ketchup on the leather jacket then, wouldn't he?
Hey, listen, good to see you here, Dave. Thanks a lot for coming on the radio with
Always
us.
Always a pleasure.
And when's your album going to be out?
It'll be January now if I don't start till July, will I?
And congratulations on She's Having a Baby, a nice little hit for
you.
You
got it?
All right. And what radio station, of course, as always, played it first?
K-Rock, isn't it, I think you said? That's what's written on the back of this beer bottle that you just gave me.
Ah, yes, another flashback weekend. This is hot. Kero QFM, rocking the 80s and 90s. We're all weekend long. You're going to hear nothing but the songs that made this station over the last 10 years on our 10th birthday. And it's also the station where you can hear my good buddy Richard Blaine and me on the morning show, weekdays from 5:30 to 9. I go to sleep for about 4 hours and get up and back with you again. By the way, we're giving away a Ziggy Marley trip next week to go up to Seattle and see him in concert. A trip.
The treatment of animals, Washington, D.C., 20015. Now.
Let the psychic say what the spirit says. things we need. A group of friends from other planets want to give advice. But the money-orientated business doesn't seem as nice. Come on, let's educate the mutated human race. By the superpower of amazing grace. The missing link of human evolution is sexuality.
And that's Nina Hagen and Lena Lovitch on Carol Q, Rock of the 80s and 90s, with Don't Kill the Animals. The animals are free, hee hee.
We want your body. We want your body. We want your body.
That's the Body Remix, P.I.L. here on The Rock, KROQ.
Fever. 106.7 KROQ FM with 7 minutes and 6 seconds of Brian Ferry kissing and telling from his Bat Noir album there, and Oingo Boingo before that with Stay. It's Fox with you here, but this will play just a second, I promise.
It's the world's best car and truck sale. Your Toyota dealer is dealing on the year's best selection of the cars Rodentrack calls the most dependable in the world. Dealing on the best selection of the trucks that outsell all the competition, import or domestic. There are 4x2s, the trucks the Complete Car Cost Guide reports could save you hundreds of dollars in operating costs. 4x4s with the most advanced V6 engine available anywhere. There are long beds with the largest payloads in their class. There are extra cabs, SR5s, 1-tons and 4Runners. It's the best time of the year to buy because it's the best selection of 88 Toyota trucks your Toyota dealer has had all year. But you don't have a world of time, because if you want the world's best car and truck deal, you've got to get to your Toyota dealer in the world's best car and truck sale by May 3rd. And that's the bottom line.
That's why this bus boogie you. Bus man boogie. Boogie down with the king of beers. Yeah, boogie down with that Budweiser.
Yeah, let me tell y'all. Beechwood Hayes for that clean, crisp taste that makes Budweiser the king of beers.
Paid for various government departments. I think you know who you are. This is Rules and Regulations.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Yeah!
I'll see ya. Maybe. Was that a real one?
Oh, yeah. It's as real as you'll get. You want me to back it up with one more?
Yeah, make it a little crisper and clearer.
A little crisper, a little bit more depth.
Yeah.
Okay, now here goes the swirling of the carbonated soda. Here we go.
Hi there.
The Rock of the 80s and 90s, KROQ, with Huntington Henry and the Moonlight Beach Report coming up in a few minutes. Also, still local music down at the Palomino, 6907 Lancashire in North Hollywood. You might want to get down there to check out.
Hold on here a sec. Bill, is it the Moberlys or Cryon Q's on now?
The Moberlys are right on now, and then Cryon Q. And this is K-Rock.
Don't speak your tongue. White man can't talk everyone. We don't serve your country, don't serve your king. White man, listen to the songs we sing. White man can't talk everything.
Hearts the true country.
It's Midnight Oil on K-Rock doing Dead Heart on K-Rock. I want to say something that rhymed with heart, but I didn't want to be sick.
Brian Ferry from Bright Lights Big City Kiss and Tell. So you did this wet t-shirt contest with Ginger Lynn over the weekend, right?
Yeah, the world's largest wet t-shirt contest.
I hear that was the world's largest there.
Yeah, the largest did not refer to numbers of people, but, you know, to certain qualities about the women.
Yeah, like Dolly Parton might be a clue, right?
You know what? I never knew for wet t-shirt contest, though, that the little mini shirts could be like Swiss cheese.
You mean they just kind of fall apart, kind of thing?
Well, they have little holes in them, or, you know, and
things stick through the little holes.
Yes.
Boy, you are still smiling from that, aren't you?
It was pretty amazing.
So you shot this for Adventures with the Poor Man?
Yeah.
However, it may never end.
Yeah.
Censorship, right?
We're going to have to put a lot of little screens and things over certain areas.
So did you do an interview with Ginger Lynn?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that going to be able to air?
She's a legitimate screen star now. Who cares that she did 69 porno movies?
Emphasis on the 69, right?
Yeah.